Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for June 2023. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading the lineup tonight, presidential comment. Here's our NZART president, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV.
Kia ora and pō mārie. Conference has once again come and gone. I wish to thank the organising committee, led by Warren, ZL2AJ, for bringing this year's conference together. I would also like to thank everyone who could attend. Great to meet up with amateurs and share common goals and interests. With the end of the AGM, the baton was passed to me as president by Mark, ZL2UFI. Thank you for your service over the last 4 years, Mark. Next year's conference will be hosted by Christchurch France 05. This will mark the first time back in the South Island since 2018's Dunedin Conference. Remit 1 regarding digital copy or break-in was lost on voices. However, a motion from the floor asking council to investigate ways to get a digital break-in option was agreed to. Remit 2 was withdrawn. Three people were considered following the vacancy left after last year's election. ZL1BXA Howard Buxton was welcomed back to council. I would like to thank Neil, ZL1TAJ, and Brenton, ZL1BBF, for putting their nominations in to be considered. Young Amateur of the Year this year went to ZL1CAP Corbin Patterson from Branch 53, and the Jumbo Godfrey Award this year went to Laurie Carr, ZL2HQ Branch 20. The NZART Centennial Celebration, ZL1VH Vaughan and I can report that the Centennial Celebrations in 2026 will likely be held at the Ellerslie Racecourse. We had a good attendance to the forum on this and was once again well received. Further details will be released as they are confirmed. The National System Trustees resolved to keep the national system running as long as it is possible. This is contingent on the ongoing support of the Cordia Agreement. NZART signed a continuation agreement with Cordia last year, with the next agreement due to be reviewed in 2025. At that stage, the trustees will look at this again. Appointment of officers. Stuart Robinson, ZL2STR, is the new NZART Awards Manager. Philip Sharp, ZL1PSH, stepped down as break-in editor at conference. This position was taken up by Doug Bell, ZL3DUG, effective June 3rd, 2023. Council was still seeking an LGLO officer to replace Douglas Burt, and also an ALO officer to work alongside Richard, ZL2FY. The Steerers Award. I have been told that many like to know who gets the Steerers Award. This year, Mike, ZL3TMB, for his ongoing quips and jives, was the outstanding winner of the Wooden Spoon. That's it from me this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. It's just a few weeks away now to the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Branch 28's annual used equipment sale on Saturday, the 22nd of July. The sale will be held at their club rooms, 500 State Highway 14, Manu, Whangarei. Doors open for sellers at 9 a.m. and for buyers at 10 a.m. Sausages, sandwiches, cakes, tea and coffee will all be on sale. The Auckland VHF group will be attending with a selection from their trading table. RWB Communications, the master agents for ICOM, will also be in attendance. A large amount of good gear, including electronic components, will be on offer. You might even find a bargain to add to your existing collection. 900mm sales tables will be available for $10. Contact Paul ZL1PC at 021-926-952 for bookings. That's 021-926-952 for bookings. Also, there'll be a sit-down hamburger meal at 5 p.m. Make your own burger with supplied ingredients, $6 each, BYO drinks. Now names please to Rose Deverills at L1WRD at 09-436-0147. 09-436-0147. The Branch 28 team looks forward to seeing you at this friendly social event. The Whangarei Branch 28 annual used equipment sale on Saturday the 22nd of July. This note tonight from our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL. Quote, by the time you hear this, I will be in full recovery mode after my surgery last Tuesday. I am pleased to advise that all appears to have gone well and that I'm now at home recuperating. I am advised that the recovery period may be 6 to 8 weeks, but I probably will have a sneak look at emails during my absence. In the meantime, if you have any inquiries for headquarters, please contact Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Email president@nzart.org.nz. Or for any course on inquiries, please contact Warren Harris, ZL2AJ. Email warren@zl2aj.com. This includes branches wanting the blue ERN forms for upcoming ham crams or candidates wanting to sit exams. Warren has access to this examination information. During my time away, if you have any articles, including branch circulars, please send them to Annalise via email admin@arec.nz, as she will be preparing these fortnightly headquarters information line newsletters until I return. Lastly, as I will be away for all of July and possibly August, your annual subscription invoice will be emailed in September to all members where an email address has been advised. Those who do not have an email listed with NZART headquarters will receive a hard copy by post on my return to work. Thanks, Debbie, ZL2DL. End of quote. Best wishes to you, Debbie, for a speedy recovery. A reminder tonight of the NZART Memorial Contest. This contest has been held every year since 1946 to commemorate those New Zealand amateur radio operators who lost their lives in World War II. This year's contest is to be held next weekend, Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd of July, from 2000 hours to 2300 hours New Zealand Standard Time. There are 3 1-hour operating periods each evening. It's an 80-metre only contest. A station may be contacted twice during each operating period, once on SSB and once on CW, provided that contacts are not consecutive. Full NZART Memorial Contest details and the rules can be found under the Activities and Contests tab on the NZART webpage, www.nzart.org.nz. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Our top story takes us to India, where hams played a crucial role in public safety and communication as a cyclone enveloped the region. More on that from Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Amateur radio operators in western India were deployed and kept on high alert as Cyclone Biparjoy closed in on the western shore near the port of Jakarta on Thursday, June 15th, tearing roofs off houses and leaving thousands without power. Local news reports from the Indian state of Gujarat said that the state's Disaster Management Authority responded to power outages and other damage by deploying 6 ham radio teams, 2 of them in the district near the port of Jakarta, as well as a number of mobile units. Pakistan and India had already moved an estimated 173,000 people to shelters in preparation for the storm's arrival. The deadly cyclone killed at least 2 people in India before weakening and heading towards Pakistan's southern coastal areas. The name of the cyclone, Biparjoy, means disaster in Bengali. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Japan's Ham Fair continues to be the largest ham fest in the world, and the Japan Amateur Radio League has high hopes that at the 2023 event, visitors will enjoy a new era in amateur radio this coming August. In fact, that new era is the very theme of the two-day event, August 20th and 21st, at Tokyo's Big Sight Convention Center. This will be the 45th year for the league's Ham Fair, which was canceled in 2021 due to concerns about the pandemic. Before Japan's Ham Fair, however, the weekend of the release of this newscast, Europe's largest hamfest, the 46th ham radio event in Friedrichshafen, was getting underway in the new Messe Expo Center. In amateur radio, there's code, as in Morse code, and then there's coding, the kind of coding some hams use in programming for their equipment. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us how the Radio Society of Great Britain has big plans for newcomers to coding.
Ham radio learning has been transformed by the BBC Microbit and the Arduino, and hams attracted to the kind of coding involved are rapidly gaining enthusiasm. The Radio Society of Great Britain is preparing for National Coding Week, which takes place during the third week of September, and is looking for volunteers who can develop activities to encourage newcomers to coding, newcomers of all ages, to explore this new experience. The RSGB will be putting an extra emphasis on coding skills during the third week of September, and hopes hams will offer some creative approaches for amateurs of all ages. If you have an idea, please contact John Hislop, G70HO, of the Examine Syllabus Review Group. You can find his email in the text version of this week's Newsline script. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
In Australia, hams who belong to one radio group know that a lot has happened in the last 100 years, and they're celebrating all those years. For good reason. John Williams, VK4JJW, tells us what it's all about.
Congratulations to the Ballarat Amateur Radio Group, VK3BML, which is marking its 100th anniversary with a month-long on-air event. It was big news in June of 1923 when the Ballarat Star newspaper announced the formation of a ham radio group and informed readers of its first general meeting on the 23rd of June. At the time, the organisation was identified as the Ballarat Amateur Radio Club. Under the leadership of Ben Daniel, VK3NRD, the members themselves are not certain how the original ham groups may have changed, especially with the slight difference in its name, and they continue to research their history. Meanwhile, members are celebrating their centenary. There's no special event call sign, but hams around the world are being asked to listen for individual stations from Ballarat in the state of Victoria, Australia, and share in the special occasion. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Down to Christchurch we head now for an update on activities of some of our NZART branches. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome everyone to another roundup of activities in your region. We have just a few items tonight. Papakura, NZART Branch 65, has a special general meeting to be held at the ZL1VK Clubrooms, which is at Wellington Park, 1 Great South Road in Papakura, on Wednesday the 5th of July. The only items on the agenda are a small number of changes to the club constitution, and you should see your club newsletter for details of these. Down to the South Island now, and the next Nelson Branch 26 NZART July meeting will be held at the Enna Glyn Hall on Wednesday the 19th of July. This will be a session on off-the-grid power supplies. Also, a luncheon is organised for Saturday the 8th of July at Armadillo's in Richmond. This is a purely social event, open to all members and their partners, due to start at 12 midday. Please register by the 5th of July with Topsy ZL2LS or Stuart ZL2STR, details in the club newsletter. Marlborough NZRT Branch 22 has its next meeting on Thursday the 13th of July, starting 7:30 p.m. at the Emergency Operations Centre. John Errington will give the third in his series of talks on antennas, this time antenna software. And finally, we travel to Otago Branch 30 NZIRT, where meetings are held on Wednesdays at the club rooms in McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. On Wednesday the 19th of July, Tim, ZL4TCM, will give a presentation. Bring along your laptop and work through building a simple electronic device. This is part one of a series. And with that, that's all we have. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 30th of July. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for June 2023. Good night, everyone. Good night now.